Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you have a picky eater? How can you get your child to eat a wide variety of foods because you've heard and you know that this will make them healthier in the long run and give them a bigger opportunity to enjoy all the pleasures that food offers? My guest today is Dr. Mark Corkins. He's the Division Chief of Pediatric Gastroenterology at the University of Tennessee Health Science Center. Welcome to the show. Dr. Corkins, tell us about picky eaters. If you had a picky eater, when you work with parents that have picky eaters, what is the first best piece of advice you give them?
Oh, well, and I will tell you, I have four children, and I had a picky eater. Now, this is going to sound like a funny thing to say, but the first and most important advice is if you want your children to eat vegetables, you have to eat vegetables.
Absolutely.
So modeling is number one, and I can tell you for a fact that I have seen a patient in clinic. The mom says, how do I get my child to eat vegetables? And I looked at the mom and said, well, what's your favorite vegetable? And she says, well, I really don't have one. And I said, well, then I kind of got a clue. I said, do you eat vegetables? She says, no, I don't like vegetables. I don't eat them. Well, if you don't eat them, the odds that you're going to get your child to eat them is pretty abysmal.
So, I've heard, you know what, I hear that same thing all the time, and I look at the parent and I say, so you won't eat a salad, or you don't like broccoli, or you don't like asparagus or beets, but you want to try and get your children to like them. So that's almost an impossibility. So you have to role model. You have to be that person. I myself, Dr. Corkins, am a cook. My kids garden with me, grow the vegetables, cook. You know, we do it all together. So I'm lucky because my kids will eat everything from chicken feet to, you know, whatever. But for the other parents out there, so role modeling number
one. Number one. Well, I like to put that out there, you know, to, you know, as number one. Number two, part of it is exposure. As interesting as it sounds, and the earlier the better. Now, hopefully we're going to catch some folks early on with this. If you have a younger child, part of it is exposures. Children, as they get older, become neophobes. That's a fancy word, but, you know, phobe means hate and new. They don't like change. They don't like new things necessarily. So one of the important things is exposure early on. So if you want to prevent picky eating or have somebody who seems like they're going to turn into a picky eater, you try to get them to be exposed to different tastes and different flavors. And that's part of the reason why sometimes kids who are breastfed, for instance, do better with new tastes and new flavors because they're exposed to a whole bunch of things through mom's breast milk. So part of this exposure, and there's actually been studies that show basically for a food to be accepted by a child, sometimes it takes somewhere between 8 to 11 exposures. Now, think about yourself, okay? So when something changes in your routine, the first time you do it or you taste it, it's kind of like, well, that's new. I don't know if I like that. That's different. I've never had anything like that. And then, you know, after a time or two, it's like, well, I've had that before. It's okay. It's not bad. It's, you know, I'm not going to drop dead from eating it. And then after, you know, you get towards that 8 to 11 times, it's like, oh, I've had this before. This is good. I like this. So part of it is exposure. And again, early on, you know, the more exposures early on, the better. If you have somebody who's there, go ahead.
Well,
go
so
ahead.
If you, okay, so exposure is mainly the key. But what if your child looks at it, turns their nose down? I mean, I've seen so many kids that just look at it, they make this total disgusted face, and they won't even try it. Do you threaten, cajole? What if it's somebody else's kid and they're sitting at your dinner table?
You used the right word there, and that's try. Sometimes you have to literally make that exposure, and that's why exposure is so important. Remember, 8 to 11 exposures to be accepted. So one of the key things is sometimes you just need to get them to taste it. And again, modeling, you say, okay, I'm going to take a little bite of this. It's good. You take, all I want you to do is try it. You don't have to eat anymore. Just try it. You know, take a bite. Hey, we're done. you know?
Do they have to swallow the bite?
You know, some people would argue with that. Literally, if you can get it in their mouth the first time, I think that's the most important thing.
I mean, I like them to swallow the bite. I say, just swallow it. It's not going to kill you.
Yeah, just swallow it. Once you have it in the mouth, you know.
You got it in your mouth. It's disgusting to spit it out. So just swallow it.
Just
we want a role model. We want to get them to try.
A lot of times, you take the taste first. Hey, you know, I like this. And then, of course, you may have to make sure you don't do that scrunch face look.
Yeah.
literally, the first time is just to literally get them to taste it. And if you think about that, like I talked about exposures, just a taste. And then the next time that food comes across, you know, the palate, it's like, okay, you've already had this once, and you tried it, and, you know, you didn't turn green or fall over. It's okay. And take a bite this time.
Dr. Corkins, do you like it when some nutritionists talk about hiding those healthy foods in for the picky eaters?
You know what? I have no trouble with the macaroni and cheese containing cauliflower. Okay?
Yeah.
I have no problems with that. And we're working with two different goals here. The goals of hiding it is to get them the nutrition, to make sure they have a well-rounded diet. And if you have to hide it to do that, sometimes subterfuge is okay. In the long run, however, you eventually want them to eat it. You know, are you going to be sneaking your whole life? No, you don't want to be sneaking around your entire life. What you really want, honestly, is you want them to eat it. If you're trying to work on a picky eater and you want to get some vegetables in their diet, hey, you know, you blenderize some things and you mix it in. That's fine for a little while, and that's to get their diet in a well-rounded fashion. In the long run, though, your investment of effort is much better to work on getting them to eat it for the long run.
So it sure is, because in the long run, you want them to be able to go anywhere in the world and eat anything without having to order plain buttered noodles or chicken nuggets or something along those
absolutely.
Kid food lines. So the exposure, the role modeling, getting them to try it, discussing it with them. You know, so what else can you do to get them to not be a picky eater in general, to just be more open, whether they're at somebody else's house? We only have about a minute left.
I like, actually, it's interesting, because kids tend to be neophobes, but if you get them into a mode, though, it's like, hey, here's something new. I've never tried this before. Again, part of this is modeling, but hey, we're going to this party, and here's this fruit that we've never had before. I'm going to try it. It's okay. You want to try it? Here, try it. And I think that's, in the long run, because we are going to be exposed to new things. In today's environment and our culture, we have lots of different foods, and we have lots of different cultures that are in our country. We're a melting pot. We've always been a melting pot. And sooner or later in school, they're going to have a classmate who brings something in who's from a different culture. And we try to present that as, well, this is cool. You may not like it, but you should try it. You know, and it's, again, it's the idea of it's actually kind of cool to try something new. And
I think it is, again,
that's an attitude. It's both again, training them to try it. You don't have to like it the first time you see it. Just try it. That's all we're asking. Is try.
So this is great advice. It's just to try. You must role model. You must try certain foods a bunch of times before your child is really, really ready to say, no, that is a food that I don't think it's any point in my life I'm going to start to like. But remember to explain to your child their taste buds are going to change throughout the years. And so keep trying those wonderful foods. Ask your child for help in the kitchen preparing the foods, because then maybe they're not going to be so afraid of something like a beet. If they help roast it, they help peel it so their hands get a little red, but maybe they might just love it. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.